National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's facilities like Ruby's Inn. To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubysinn.com. That's rubysinn.com.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 3 o'clock. Today is Thursday. It's May 23rd. This is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Scott Seeger.
And in for Maria Chaleos for the rest of this week, I'm Tim Hughes. Right now in Salt Lake City, sunshine 66 degrees.
We already have an accident northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County. I'm Heather Kelly.
Our top story this hour, Davis County deputies are digging into a horrifying case dealing with the deaths of two young children. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour begins our live team coverage. Peter?
Scott, we're expecting more information within the hour about a 15-year-old West Point boy who is under arrest. He's accused of stabbing to death his two little brothers, ages 10 and 4. Davis County Sheriff Todd Richardson says the teen had been watching them alone last night and that this crime is tearing apart law enforcement.
Most of our deputies are seasoned police officers as well as paramedics, and when you have things like this happen, it taxes them on both ends.
Both as investigators and as humans, Richardson says the teen had acted alone and police found him in Layton after he had run away last night. We're expecting to carry a live news conference here at Davis County Sheriff's Headquarters at 4 o'clock right here on KSL News Radio. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
As you might expect, the news of the murders has been hitting neighbors very hard. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams has that part of the story from West Point.
Neighbors like Angela Moffo are having a hard time coming to terms.
I have six kids of my own and I just can't imagine.
As some shed tears, others shake their heads in disbelief.
It's scary because I was at home when I believe this happened. It just goes to show you don't know what's happening.
Lindsay Caballero says she's a friend of the mom. This is a family of six children. The husband is in the military and is currently in Alabama. Flowers and balloons are showing up here as neighbors shake the feelings of helplessness. Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story. Here's Cleon Wall at the KSL National News Desk.
Scott, one woman was upset at the deaths of so many Muslims and the detainees held at Guantanamo Bay as President Obama spoke today. The president, though, didn't back down.
I'm about to address it, ma'am, but you got to let me speak.
She was removed and President Obama went on to defend unmanned drone strikes as effective and legal.
Plots have been disrupted that would have targeted international aviation, U.S. transit systems, European cities, and our troops in Afghanistan.
He issued new presidential policy guidelines on drone strikes, but the CIA will maintain control of the program in several countries. We'll go in-depth on this story coming up at 3:20. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
In other national news today, President Obama defends the use of unmanned drones. Other national stories. The Boy Scouts of America are set to vote this afternoon on whether or not to allow all boys, regardless of sexual orientation. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
About 70% of Boy Scout troops are sponsored by religious groups. Some are now threatening to pull their charters if the ban on gay scouts is lifted. Zach Walls is ahead of Scouts for Equality. He believes it's time for a change.
This full inclusion in the Boy Scouts of America and making sure that we have full protection for youth and adults.
A recent ABC News Washington Post poll found 63% of Americans favor admitting gay scouts. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Thunderstorms are causing problems today in Oklahoma, disrupting funerals for some of the 24 victims of this week's major tornado. The medical examiner says six of the children who died at an elementary school suffocated after being buried under a mass of bricks and other debris. The seventh was killed instantly by a falling object.
Oklahoma City Police have corrected a damage estimate from Monday's tornado. They had said earlier today that there were 1,200 homes damaged or destroyed, but they've now released a statement saying the current estimate is actually 12,000.
Per experts at the government's Weather and Climate Prediction Center are out with their forecast for the hurricane season that starts June 1st. Catherine Sullivan is acting director of NOAA.
NOAA predicts an above normal and possibly an extremely active hurricane season with a range of 13 to 20 named storms.
Sullivan says, said, up to six of those storms could be major hurricanes.
The American Red Cross now has mobile apps for first aid, tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, and wildfires. In the case of natural disasters, the free application can even help your loved ones know if you're okay. That was Red Cross Union Director of Communication Teresa Zundel says they're hoping that these apps will help people be better prepared for natural disasters.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, saying goodbye to the wife of LDS Church President Thomas Esmont.
And I guess a lot of folks sneaking out a little early for the Memorial Weekend. We'll check your traffic and weather together with triple traffic coverage coming up.
KSL News Time, 3:05.
Attention. On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are the Browsers, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 3:15,
David Cameron gets the latest on the horrific attack against a British soldier on the streets of London. I'm ABC's Tom Rivers with that story coming up.
And the news this hour, sponsored in part by Daybreak. To learn more, visit daybreakutah.com. KSL News Time, 3:08.
Funeral services for Francis S. Monson held today at noon in the Salt Lake Tabernacle. KSL News Radio's Cheryl Worsley has more.
People line up outside Temple Square hours in advance to make sure they get inside the tabernacle.
Oh, I'm here to honor a wonderful, wonderful woman.
And inside, family and friends remember Francis J. Monson through words and music.
We will miss her and her beautiful personality of compassion that lifted our spirits and brought sunshine to the cloudiest day.
My mother's motivation to be good and perform good work stemmed from her deep and abiding love for others.
Cheryl Worsley, KSL News Radio.
Keeping kids safe and well isn't just part of the job for Dr. Greg Hudnall, the longtime educator and administrator at the Provo School District, is leaving his post to head a new suicide prevention nonprofit called Heal for Life full-time. Hudnall says shaping how we discuss suicide can prevent future attempts.
As we talk about it, what we want to talk about are the resources that are available.
Heal for Utah provides suicide prevention, intervention, and postvention training for parents and teachers. It now has a new corporate sponsor, allowing Hudnall to make it the sole focus of his attention.
All-American teens are not having as many babies. Nearly all U.S. states are seeing a decline in the teen birth rate. According to a new government report, those declines are most dramatic in several mountain states, including Utah. Experts think the reason for the decline may vary from state to state. And a 309, let's get you triple team traffic coverage on KSL. Brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. First, here's Mark Christiansen.
Well, your southbound traffic leaving the downtown area in great shape. No problems through the 80 split and further southbound through Murray and Sandy. You don't have any problems there. Had an earlier accident in the clearing stages now, northbound I-15, just about 3700 south. Behind that, you've got about a mile, mile and a half or so of very slow traffic coming into that. You get past that and further towards 33rd in the downtown area, looks pretty good. No problems on 215 east or west, 201 and I-80 look great here in the Salt Lake Valley, Dave.
That early commute into Davis County right now coming out of downtown looks great for you right now as well. No delays that I can see for you from downtown all the way up through Davis County heading into the Weber County stretch of I-15. That all looks fine. Heather?
Hey, I-15 southbound out of Salt Lake County around the point of the mountain looks great. So far you're not going to have any delays if you're heading all the way down into Spanish Fork and further south. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Grant Lehman of KSL with the center. A lot of people would say temperatures in the 70s, sunshine, just about perfect. Well, you know what? That's what we get. Little north breeze, sunny, and mid-70s today and tomorrow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
I don't know if we're going to make that mid-70s mark right now. 66 downtown.
Well, we are keeping track of your Memorial Day weekend for you. Triple team traffic coverage on the nines throughout the afternoon today and again tomorrow. We're going to let you know if there are any slowdowns as you maybe try to get out of town for a little getaway for your Memorial Day weekend. It's all right here.
Squeezing three into the traffic center. They're getting cozy in there this afternoon.
They all showered there.
Check it out at 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, Utah's news traffic and weather station.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
Join the KSL Block Party on our Facebook page and win thousands of dollars in prizes. Visit Facebook.com/KSL News Radio and enter to win our Block Party giveaway. You could win a month's mortgage from Mountain America Credit Union, and we'll throw in a new barbecue, two beach cruiser bikes, and a $200 gift certificate to Daisy Maids, courtesy of RC Willie and Grow Social. Enter to win by visiting Facebook.com/KSL News Radio. But you need to hurry. The Block Party ends June 3rd. Tired? Tired physically, tired mentally, and emotionally? Aren't you just tired of feeling tired? Feeling like Superman or Wonder Woman would be nice, but most of us just want to get back to feeling normal. Not someone else's normal, but feeling your normal. Are you ready for a solution? If you're over 35, tired is probably tied to your aging body. It could be testosterone, thyroid, nutrition, hormone imbalance, activity, and a number of other things that simply change as you get older. Invigorate gets you back to being you. The you you want to be. Invigorate is a three-step program that will bring balance and energy back into your life. Yes, there is a science to this. It's not about killing yourself at a gym, and it isn't just about changing a diet. Call now to speak with Invigorate at 801-987-9777. That's 801-987-9777. Get back to your normal with the help from Invigorate. 801-987-9777.
The president said, now we're just kind of mopping things up. Sir, are you kidding me?
9 to noon on KSL News Radio. The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Get updated on the quarter hour with KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
A family ripping apart. A 15-year-old West Point boy is under arrest, suspected of stabbing and killing two younger brothers while his parents were away. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour.
Other local stories we're following this hour. Police in Syracuse have arrested several people accused of organizing or taking part in some indecent shows at a movie theater. They learned of the shows from an anonymous informant.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Traffic's still a little bit tight. Northbound I-15 near 3700 South here in Salt Lake City and in Utah County. Right near the Orem area, 1600 South. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Got to love a day like today. Breezy and not too warm in the 70s and sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
I haven't quite made it that far. 66 downtown.
Well, it's a sunny outlook for the National Weather Service. They're working on new computer technology that will boost forecasting and storm tracking abilities. It should give forecasters much better information in places like Utah.
With this new computer capability, we should be able to see the difference between those individual mountain ranges instead of them being sort of blended together. So we should see some real improvement here in the Intermountain West.
Weather Service forecaster Larry Dunn says current global models used for tracking weather patterns don't have the resolution to see those smaller details.
The day after the horrific attack on the streets of London, where a British soldier was hacked to death, the Prime Minister has chaired another emergency meeting at the 10 Downing Street. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers in London.
As David Cameron says, the attack on the soldier sickened the whole nation.
The people who did this were trying to divide us. They should know something like this will only bring us together and make us stronger.
And without going into detail, he disclosed this important revelation.
The two suspects in this horrific attack were known to the security services.
His advice to everyone here, try to get on with your normal lives. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Now, the president is defending the use of unmanned drones in the war on terror. We'll have the latest on that when we go in depth coming up at 3:20.
KSL's top national story this hour. President Obama says the Justice Department will take another look at how it obtains records of journalists. It comes after the Justice Department seized phone records from the Associated Press and read emails of Fox News reporter in a separate investigation of leaks.
And now for more of our top national stories, here's Cleon Wall at the KSL National News Desk.
President Obama renewed his call to close the Guantanamo Bay prison.
On the issue of Guantanamo Bay, we pledged to work with the president, but this time we hope that there is a coherent plan.
That's Senator John McCain. President Obama's approval rating isn't going up or down with recent controversies. It's standing at 50% right now. The data suggests the economy could be insulating him from other troubles. Another round of military base closings is going nowhere in Congress. A House Armed Services Subcommittee passed a bill to block any base closings in the U.S. The Boy Scouts of America has voted on whether to ease a ban on scouts who say they are gay. The result is expected this evening. An Iowa man arrested for kidnapping two girls as they walked home from school may have taken another two. Evansdale police want to see if Michael Klunder took Lyric Cook and Liz Collins. The girls' bodies were found last December. Photos and text messages have been released in a murder case involving an unarmed Florida teen. One picture shows Trayvon Martin blowing smoke and extending his middle finger. George Zimmerman's defense team hopes the photos and texts will be allowed in court. And golfer Lee Trevino is regretting appearing in the movie Happy Gilmore.
Grizzly Adams did have a beer.
And it wasn't because of that comment, Scott and Tim. It was because Trevino wished he would have read the script first. He said, if I knew all those foul words were going to be used, I would have never done the movie.
Nobody remembers that. I don't think anybody remembers
what,
that.
Trevino in the movie,
yes,
or the foul words?
Yes, Trevino in the movie. The only thing they remember is the fight with Bob Barker.
And that was classic.
And that was a classic.
That or, you know, a beating of a clown at a miniature golf course.
Okay, thanks, Cliff.
Coming up, we will have the very latest in the investigation. Sad, sad story of two younger brothers killed, and now the suspect, the older brother. We'll have the very latest from West Point just ahead.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time now, 3:19. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Let me see if I can get this right. It's triple traffic.
Triple team traffic.
Woo, that's going to be a mouthful for the next couple of days. Let's get over to the traffic center and Mark Christiansen.
Well, it looks like all ramps are cooperating out of downtown with little or no problems. Making your way southbound on I-15. Westbound on the 201 looks great between I-15. 215, no problems at Bangor. Further westbound, you haven't got any problems if you're headed towards I-80 or into the Tooele area. And it looks like eastbound 80 working well all the way up through Sugar House into Farley's Canyon with little or no problems on the east side belt route. Salt Lake PD working on one accident, 840 south, 1300 east. Dave?
And we're still watching a great drive heading up into the north end into Farmington, Davis County, and that stretch of I-15 all looks good for you right now. The normal heavy spots around 2nd North in the Kaysville stretch of I-15, that looks good for you all the way up into Ogden right now. Not seeing any problems in either direction on I-15. Heather?
Hey, Dave, it's looking really good. Southbound 15 as you leave the south interchange, make your way all the way around the point of the mountain into Utah County. Right now, there's not a lot of traffic, so if you're heading out to start your weekend, extra long weekend, you can do it now with no delays. New Ram 1500 quad cab for just $219 a month at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Online at lhmdeals.com. Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Heather Kelly, KSL Traffic Center.
Time for KSL's Accurate and Dependable 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Just about right. Today, sunny in 70s, and again tomorrow, sunny in 70s. And for the 3-day weekend, here we go. It warms up, sunny and near 80 for Saturday and Sunday. More clouds on the holiday, but still warm near 80. Looks like our next chances of showers will be following the 3-day weekend, Tuesday and Wednesday, in the 70s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, we still have some clouds out there and just 68 degrees.
President Obama defends the government's use of unmanned drones in the war on terror, but admits there is room for oversight.
Now, the president calls drone strikes a last resort, but important tool in keeping terrorists from carrying out their plans.
We are at war with an organization that right now would kill as many Americans as they could if we did not stop them first. So this is a just war, a war waged proportionally in last resort and in self-defense.
Not everyone agrees, though. This woman interrupted the president's speech.
I love my country. I love the rule of law. The drones are making us less safe and keeping people in a definite state.
Now, the president actually engaged the woman, telling her he's willing to hear from people who disagree with him.
Part of free speech is you being able to speak, but also you listening and me being able to speak. Right?
President Obama says he's willing to consider the creation of a special court to oversee drone strike cases.
Well, the markets started out in positive territory today, but that's not where they ended up. We'll tell you how your money did coming up in just a moment.
KSL News Time, 3:22.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life, and now is the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commissions, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
Of the news sponsored by Mountain America Credit Union.
Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog has arrived, filled with spring buys, ideas, specials, and more. A new deck not only adds value to your home, but it also creates an enjoyable outdoor space. Build a sturdy, low-maintenance deck with Cimarron composite decking for $150 per linear foot, compared to $249. Does your cedar fence need a little TLC? 1x4x6-inch cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Show weeds who's boss with Roundup ready-to-use weed and grass killer for just $649. an after mail-in rebate. Shade your windows or porch with outdoor roll-up window shades at up to 80% off. We have three sizes to choose from. Check out our tool sale. Right now, you can get a 2400 PSI pressure washer for only $249. That's $120 off. Sutherland's, serving Salt Lake for over 40 years. Located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. Check out these deals and more online at Sutherland's.com.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy 9 productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
In Midvale.
Watching Utah's Money on KSL News Radio, Route 21 agrees to be taken private by private equity firm Apax Partners. The deal is worth just over $1 billion. The company's stock jumped on word of the news.
If you've got a question on tax refunds or subsidized housing, don't expect to get an answer tomorrow. The IRS and 3 other agencies are closed tomorrow because it's a furlough day. Friday is the first of several days this year.
Well, some New Jersey bar customers are not too happy with the booze they've ordered. New Jersey regulators say 29 bars are accused of putting cheap booze in premium brand liquor bottles and selling it to patrons. One bar reportedly mixed food dye with rubbing alcohol and served it as scotch.
Yeah, I wouldn't think he'd get away with that for very long. Your money at this moment, the Dow was down 12, so we finished the day at 15,295. The NASDAQ also off by 4. The S&P was down 4 points.
Watching Utah's money at 25 and 55 past the hour on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Coming up in just a moment, a shocking story out of Syracuse. You won't believe what was going on at the theater there.
And we'll get you triple team traffic coverage as you head out of town. If you're on your way for a little getaway for Memorial Day weekend, that is coming up next.
You tell me where the formula for success is there.
Engage with Doug Wright.
We have so few people who will relinquish the power. And that's why we saw the votes that we saw in the Republican convention. There are several other states who still have a caucus system, but we are the last to cling to the most restrictive and antiquated version of it.
Engage with the Doug Wright Show, 9 to noon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. Then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill. That's why our appetites awaken at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and a little bit of sunshine. So grab summer by the grill. Look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Turn up the sizzle in your summer and have some fun. And fire up the grill with lean beef. Its flavor and juiciness will satisfy both your taste buds and appetite. For delicious beef recipes and cooking information, go to utahbeef.org. And remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner. Brought to you by Utah Ranchers and the Beef Checkoff.
Triple play. Triple your down on any full-size Tundra and get a little giant ladder.
Looks like the Nightside Project's out for another Seriously Thursday night tonight, 7 to 10 at Decadence Cafe. That's 584 West, 1600 North in Orem. Decadence Cafe, home to delicious desserts and Creole brew drinks.
And at 3:29, time for another edition of Triple Team Traffic Coverage here on KSL, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And first, here's Mark Christiansen.
Just meandering through the different cameras at the places that usually have heavier traffic, starting out at least at this time of the afternoon. South Interchange headed southbound on I-15 from the collector off of 215. Looks pretty good. Actually, I'm looking at freeway speeds at about 72 to 7400 south right now on the collector, and then it meets up with the main flow there. Moves further southbound with little or no problems. Little northbound delay, right about 8500 south. Just a heavier traffic pattern there, headed towards the collector ramps as well. Dave?
Watching your drive into Davis County, looks good through Davis County all the way up through Weber County right now. I've been walking as far north as at the Brigham City area, even almost all the way up to Tremont. Got a nice drive on I-15 that whole stretch. So if you're getting out of town early and getting that head start, it's a good time to do it if you're heading north. Heather?
It's a good drive southbound 15, leaving Bangor Highway, heading around the point of the mountain. And all of Utah County right now is traveling at freeway speeds, both northbound and southbound. So matter which direction you're headed this evening, you shouldn't have any delays at this time. Show support and honor to those who gave all for our country. Memorial Day, 7 to 8 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Park, 1985 West, 7800 South. Visit wjordan.com for info. Heather Kelly, KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. Sunshine, a little breezy, and 70s rest of the day. We get another cool morning tomorrow. Back to the 70s for tomorrow afternoon. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is now 3:30. Beautiful sunny afternoon in Salt Lake City this hour, 68 degrees.
It's a problem-free commute so far. I'm Heather Kelly.
Our top story this hour, Syracuse police stage a sting at a movie theater where they say an unauthorized live midnight sex show had been arranged. KSL News Radio's Mark Chuk has more.
Police learned about it from an anonymous informant. They say a contract cleaner at the movie theater got the idea to put some prostitutes to work and invite customers to either watch or participate. Police Chief Garrett Atkins says he advertised on the internet.
They had it kind of tiered out, so for $75 you could be a participant, for $50 you could sit in the second row, $35 sit in the third row.
Only two of up to 50 customers showed up, along with some police officers posing as customers. When the act began, cops moved in. They arrested a half dozen people on numerous charges. Mark Chuk, KSL News Radio.
Now, police say the theater management had no idea what was taking place. In fact, a statement from the company's owners say they were shocked and appalled at the news.
We expect to learn more within the hour about the deaths of two young children in the Davis County community of West Point. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour continues his report live in Davis County with more on the two victims. Peter?
Tim, a model student. That's how the principal knows the 15-year-old West Point boy who's accused of killing his two younger brothers. The teen was also set to receive two academic awards tonight.
Principal. From practical to playful, Clairfield City is home to Lifetime Products, the largest manufacturer of residential basketball equipment, heavy-duty plastic tables and chairs, and outdoor sheds. Clairfield City, the city that literally has it made, is right here in our own backyard. From practical everyday products, Lifetime folding tables and chairs, gardening sheds and composters, to playful products, basketball standards, teeter-totters, swing sets, to kayaks and paddle boards. Lifetime makes products to fit your lifestyle, no matter what you're into. Shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, planting a vegetable garden, or kayaking down a river. Lifetime Products makes durable, lasting products. Impressive manufacturers, a first-class city. That's Clairfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth for our local community. Now you know why the slogan, "We've got it made," is true. It's not just about basketball standards, but a standard of living. It's a way of life. Clairfield City.
Teachers and students in Oklahoma reunite today, 3 days after the school was destroyed by a massive tornado. Cleon Wall is live at the KSL National News Desk with more on that story. Cleon?
Tim, some students of Plaza Towers Elementary had thank you cards for teachers. One first grader was eager to say goodbye for the school year.
It's a really good thing because they get to see all their friends to make sure, you know, that they're okay.
Boy, high five, Jack.
Comfort dogs were also brought in for the kids to pet. The reunion came on the same day as the first funeral of one of the children killed at the school. 9-year-old Antonia Candelaria was laid to rest today. City officials say over 12,000 homes were damaged in the storm. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Rescuers say a parking garage that was closed to the public, partially collapsed outside a shopping mall in Bethesda, Maryland, killing one construction worker and severely injuring another man. Montgomery County Fire spokeswoman Beth Ann Neslett says rescuers are at the Westfield Montgomery Mall. It appears a 50,000-pound section of the parking deck collapsed outside the Macy's store there.
Buyer beware. Authorities cracking down on bars serving cheap drinks disguised in premium bottles. ABC's Aaron Katursky with the story.
It's called Operation Swill because that's what authorities said consumers in New Jersey were getting. They paid for top-shelf alcohol but were served cheap booze.
This alleged scheme is a dishonest ruse to increase profits and is a slap in the face of the consumer.
New Jersey Attorney General Jeff Chiesa issued citations to 29 bars and restaurants, including 13 TGI Fridays, which said it's reviewing the allegations. Authorities seized funnels and bottles and tested them using a contraption called the True Spirit Authenticator. Bartenders are in the clear, but the bars could lose their liquor license. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A new research finds young American students are much more sleep-deprived than their international counterparts. KSL News Radio's Andy Farnsworth has details.
Almost 75% of third, fourth, and fifth graders in the U.S. suffer from sleep deprivation. That's highest in the world and far more than the 46% international average. Dr. Kevin Walker of the U of U Sleep Wake Center says there are indicators that technology is playing a key role in their sleep loss.
TVs, computers, tablets, phones, a lot of our kids probably have access to 24/7 potentially, that could really be disrupting their sleep.
Walker says overscheduling kids also pushes dinner and bedtime later in the evening, and that doesn't help either. Andy Farnsworth, KSL News Radio.
Thousands showed up today to pay their respects to Frances J. Monson, the late wife of LDS President Thomas S. Monson. Her funeral was held today at the Salt Lake Tabernacle. Monson's daughter, Ann Dibb, told stories of how their mom would always take time for the kids.
It has been said that listening is an act of love. Mother must have loved me and Dad a lot because she listened to us a lot.
Grandchildren of Sister and President Monson performed a musical number, and members of the First Presidency of the Church also spoke.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, President Obama defending the U.S. use of drone strikes in the war on terror.
And things are moving along at a pretty good clip out there so far, getting ready for the Memorial weekend with traffic and weather together on the 9.
KSL News Time, 3:36.
During the month of June, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti presents dramatic scenes from the Book of Mormon and early church history.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
In the peaceful San Pete Valley.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
Bring your family and invite your friends and neighbors to the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
The pageant leaves you with such a wonderful, peaceful feeling. I really love it.
Discover why thousands of people bring their families to Manti and the Mormon Miracle Pageant each year.
Oh, you know, it's been years since I've seen the Mormon Miracle Pageant, but this year I'm going to bring the whole family to have the pageant experience.
Presented at the foot of the Manti Temple under the stars, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. In Manti, Utah. Rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Go to mormonmiracle.org and follow us on Facebook. Sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quiksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, visit outlets at traversemountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. That's outlets at traversemountain.com. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284. For more, visit outlets at traversemountain.com.
At the Hubby Backup.
1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 3:45, the LDS community saying goodbye to the wife of their prophet today.
Smith sponsors this portion of the news, rolling out lower prices on items store-wide. Stop in to get more savings at Smith's. KSL News Time, 3:38.
Politics on KSL News Radio. President Obama defended the use of drones as he outlined the country's national security policy in a speech at the National Defense University in Washington. ABC's Ann Compton has the story.
In a passionate defense of drone strikes, President Obama is insisting they are legal and extremely accurate.
We are choosing the course of action least likely to result in the loss of innocent life.
But under a new policy directive signed yesterday, the president says the U.S. would prefer to capture terrorists and put them on trial. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Don't know if you've noticed, but gas prices back on the rise again, just in time for the summer driving season. The issue of why gas prices are rising was addressed in a teleconference Thursday by the American Petroleum Institute's chief economist, John Felmy. Felmy says while the Institute agrees with the Obama administration that prices can be helped by conservation and better vehicle design, White House policy does not help by heaping on regulations.
Now, the housing market is on the upswing. Sales of new homes rose in April to the second highest level since 2008. Senior economist with the National Association of Home Builders, Robert Denk, says having the Federal Reserve backing is a big plus.
The White House says it's concerned about gasoline prices, but its energy policy.
We have in our corner the Federal Reserve Board's monetary policy has been highly accommodative, highly supportive of continuing improvement in the housing market.
Now, still, Dank says we're only halfway to the level that economists say would be healthy.
KSL News Time is 3:39. Time again for Triple Team Traffic for you as we head into this Memorial Weekend, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. What's it look like, Mark?
Well, it looks like 215, the south end at just about 200 west. They had an accident involving a dump truck and another vehicle. They had to do a slowdown to move them all off to the left side. So you've got a pretty good slow traffic pattern now headed back to about 7th East. Once you get past that, though, traffic opens up and looks pretty well further westbound on 215. I-15 southbound, northbound through the Salt Lake Valley here in great working condition. And I-80 eastbound through Sugar House and further eastbound into the canyon. No problems towards Park City, Dave.
And we're looking good on the north end. The drive all the way around is in good shape. Delays are non-existent all the way on I-15 up through Davis County to Weber County and beyond, so you should have a nice drive on the north end. Heather?
Hey Dave, a southbound I-15, we're starting to occasionally get a few bits of crowded traffic right around the point of the mountain. Still traveling at freeway speeds, but definitely starting to see a few more cars on the roadway at this time. Once you get around the point, you're not going to have any delays as you make your way all the way through Utah County and head on down to the southern points. Right now, get a Golden West Credit Union auto loan as low as 2.74% fixed or 2.49% variable. Golden West Credit Union. We'll take care of you. Apply today. Heather Kelly, KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. A cold front passed us last night. It's just really cooling things off and bringing us a beautiful day today. Sunshine and 70s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now, in Salt Lake, partly cloudy skies, 68 degrees.
It was a day of anecdotes and accolades for the late wife of LDS President Thomas S. Monson. The funeral happened at the Tabernacle there on Temple Square for Francis Monson. We'll share part of that coming up for you.
Just here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Get ready for summer at Macy's Memorial Day.
NMLS 182334, regular by the Division of Real Estate.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, you need to call American Financing today. They'll take the mystery out of purchasing by guiding you through the lending process and tailoring a loan program to fit your budget. Call today to get pre-approved with no upfront costs. With interest rates still extremely low and relatively low home prices, you can't afford to wait any longer. Unlike renting, buying a home will give you the benefit of a tax break, putting money back into your pocket each year. American Financing sets itself apart from other direct lenders by offering pre-approval within an hour, low rates, salaried mortgage consultants whose main objective is to offer you the best customer service and in-house underwriting, which results in one of the fastest closings in the industry. They can offer any loan from conventional to FHA, VA with no down payment, and many others. Call American Financing, 801-485-3838. That's 801-485-3838. Or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
To noon on KSL News Radio. The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Special breaking news and traffic on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, the Davis County Sheriff planned to speak within the next half hour about a grim case in the community of West Point. A boy is in custody accused of killing his own two younger brothers while their parents were away.
Other local stories, we're following a career educator and administrator in the Provo School District is leaving his job to lead a new nonprofit aimed at preventing child suicides. Greg Hudnall hopes to save lives statewide with a group called Hope for Utah.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by Valeri H. Miller Dealerships.
Looks like the toughest spot still westbound on 215 at the south end between 7th East and I-15. Had an accident. Everything's off to the left side there, but traffic's still backed up and slow through the area. Marcus Jansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Some people would call it just about perfect. Sunshine, a little breezy, and temperatures in the 70s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now in Salt Lake, we've got partly cloudy skies, 68 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour, and we've learned within the last few minutes that the IRS official who refused to answer questions before Congress, not on the job right now. Lois Lerner has been placed on administrative leave. Lerner is over the division that targeted conservative groups.
Now, thousands of people packed into the tabernacle on Temple Square this afternoon for the funeral of Francis J. Monson.
Dignitaries recounted anecdotes and accolades about the late wife of LDS President Thomas S. Monson. Her daughter, Ann Dibb, was among the speakers.
My mother deeply loved her family. After my parents married, my mother's greatest hope was to have children. Tom, Clark, and I are blessed to be their children, my mother's treasures. Each of us grew up knowing we were deeply loved, and we have many cherished memories. Tom remembers mother's weekly letters of encouragement when he served in the military and on his mission in Italy. I quote, "Mother's quiet strength supported and elevated her family. She would see family needs, and she quietly met those needs with no fanfare or expected thanks. Mother would always provide help where help was needed, no questions asked. No one could ever doubt her devotion, concern, and love." End quote. Clark remembers mother's love for him when, as a young boy, he wanted to fish just like his dad did. One day, Dad was wading down the middle of the Provo River, fishing his favorite holes. He was an expert fly fisherman, and I was too small to safely fish in the same manner. Yet, I wanted to go fishing. Mother walked with me at my own pace along the side of the river as I fished. I am sure that Mother could have chosen to do something else, but I knew that above all else, Mom wanted me to be happy, included, and safe. I remember I remember feeling Mother's love as we talked and she truly listened to me. It has been said that listening is an act of love. Mother must have loved me and Dad a lot.
Now, members of the LDS Church First Presidency also spoke, and the grandchildren of President and Sister Monson performed a musical number.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 minutes past each hour.
Time for another update of triple team traffic coverage here on KSL News Radio, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealership. First, here's Mark Christiansen.
Starting to see signs of a little slower traffic between 27th and 33rd South, southbound on I-15 right now. Other than that, it looks pretty good. You get to the South Interchange, and traffic's a little bit tighter on the collector coming off of 215, moving towards the main flow at 7400 South. Still looks like the heaviest spot westbound on I-215. This will be the south end between 7th East and I-15. Still working on that accident off to the left, just about 3rd West or so, keeping things a little bit slow through the area. Dave?
And we're still watching a drive on the north end. Really nothing to report or complain about as far as traffic goes on I-15. That commute looks good through Davis County, Weber County, and parts north right now. Heather?
We also have a great drive going on southbound 15 from Bangor Highway around the point of the mountain all the way through American Fork and Provo and on into Springville. You're really not going to have any delays. Occasionally a few pucks of crowding around the point of the mountain, but nothing major. Mosey Cloud Backup by EMC. Protect your critical business files and securely access them from any computer, smartphone, or tablet with Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. Learn more at Mosey.com. Heather Kelly, KSL Traffic Center.
Time now to take a look at that 7-day forecast and the rest of your Memorial weekend with Grant Wayman.
Just about right. Today, sunny in 70s, and again tomorrow, sunny in 70s. And for the 3-day weekend, here we go. It warms up, sunny and near 80 for Saturday and Sunday. More clouds on the holiday, but still warm near 80. Looks like our next chances of showers will be following the 3-day weekend, Tuesday and Wednesday, in the 70s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, 68 downtown.
And time now for KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. And here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
Has it been a while since you bought a new car? If you're in the market, know this. 40 miles per gallon is the new 30 miles per gallon. But do you fork over your hard-earned cash for a car that gets 40 mpg? Or do you keep driving the one that gets you about 33 or 34 mpg on the freeway? Well, let's do some math. The 40 mpg car will cost you about $1,600 in gas a year. The 34 mpg car right now costs you about $1,800. It's only a $200 difference a year. But if you're driving a V6 or a V8 engine everywhere you go and you do a lot of city driving, that 40 mpg car may just be the perfect fit. The gas you save could help fund your next big summer vacation. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening.
A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Attention, on Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, an accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day Early Bird Sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
At Dave's Bernina.
Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog has arrived, filled with spring buys, ideas, specials, and more. A new deck not only adds value to your home, but it also creates an enjoyable outdoor space. Build a sturdy, low-maintenance deck with Cimarron composite decking for $150 per linear foot, compared to $249. Does your cedar fence need a little TLC? 1x4x6-inch cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Show weeds who's boss with Roundup ready-to-use weed and grass killer for just $649 after mail-in rebate. Shade your windows or porch with outdoor roll-up window shades at up to 80% off. We have three sizes to choose from. Check out our tool sale. Right now, you can get a 2400 PSI pressure washer for only $249. That's $120 off. Sutherland's, serving Salt Lake for over 40 years. Located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. Check out these deals and more online at Sutherlands.com.
Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
And this portion of the news sponsored by UCCU with auto loan rates as low as 2.69. Visit UCCU.com.
If you're just joining us this afternoon, the investigation continues into the stabbing deaths of two young boys in West Point. Their brother is in custody. We'll have the latest for you coming up.
Time now to take a look at the pattern.
Weather map shows a cold front that's draped across the middle of the state, so the northern part of the state cools down a little bit today. We go from the 80s yesterday to 70s today and about the same tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
Watching Utah's money. Let me see here. Let me get back to the front of my stories here.
I got you. The average rate for a fixed mortgage increased for the third straight week. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average for a 30-year loan is now at 3.59%.
Well, the European Union is doing a U-turn on the proposal to regulate olive oil on restaurant tables. The EU thought it would prevent restaurants from serving low-quality oil and improve hygiene, but several critics say authorities were out of touch with the real world.
And Vulcan Ale is boldly going where no beer has gone before. The beer was dreamed up to celebrate the centennial of Vulcan, Alberta, Canada. According to its label, Vulcan Ale is a mind-melding good Irish red ale, in case you wondered.
There you go. Your money at this moment. The Dow Jones Industrials finished the day down 12 points to 15,295. The NASDAQ dropped 4, the S&P off 4 as well.
Money news at 25 and 55 past each hour on KSL News Radio.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County.
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art. May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening.
A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
We're at it again, making headlines across the country, this time in the Wall Street Journal. They point out something that so many of us already knew, the fact that once again, Utah has the lowest healthcare costs in the nation. Why Utah? The article points to our young and healthy population, but also give credit to the 40,000 people who work hard to drive down patient costs while ensuring they receive the highest quality healthcare. 40,000 dedicated people, the members of the Utah Hospital Association, 10 statewide health systems, more than 50 community hospital and affiliated home health agencies and clinics that reach every corner of our state. It's an organization that has touched the life of virtually every Utahn, either directly or through a family member, all working together with the goal of improving care coordination and keeping patients safe. That's the Utah Hospital Association, the trusted voice of healthcare.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
Team traffic. Here's Mark Christiansen.
Well, I-15, for the most part, moving along at freeway speeds or above all the way into Murray from the downtown area. And then from that point, right into Sandy. You do have a little bit of a slowdown, as we mentioned earlier, right where the collector meets the main flow of 74th. Also looking at a pretty good patch of slower traffic over 106 south. Some northbound delays, 9800 south now into Sandy, about 9400, and then 90th through 8800 south. But the south end, it continues to be just plagued with problems from 9th east now to I-15 if you're headed westbound. Looks like a couple of cars collided in the middle lane at about 7th east, and then another accident still in the clearing stages at 300 west. Dave?
Still got a great drive on the north end. No delays at all on I-15. If you want to get up into Davis County, it's a great time to do it right now. And you're looking good all the way into Weber County and parts north at this point. So enjoy the nice drive on the north end, Heather.
Hey, as Mark mentioned, we do have those little bit of slowdown southbound 15 right around 106 south. But then once you get past there, it's a great drive rounding the point of the mountain heading into Utah County. So far, no accidents on the freeways in that section of I-15, either northbound or southbound, but a few minor fender benders on the surface streets. The Home Depot